Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
The Hammer and Nigel Show.
Yeah, Hammer, I wasn't able to take in the Pacer game quite like you last night, or quite how I wanted to anyway. Just family stuff, kids running around, dinner, homework, all that stuff. But apparently, I was able to go in and out of the game, but apparently they turned it on last night.
125-108. Big Pacer win on the road last night in Milwaukee. Series now tied, one game apiece. They always say the playoff series doesn't really begin until the road team steals a game. Well, we got ourselves a playoff series, baby, and it was good. Pascal Siakam, 37 points for the Pacers. He becomes the first player since Reggie Miller to have back-to-back 30-point games in the playoffs. And wow. Here he is last night talking about putting it on the Milwaukee Bucks.
You know, just I'm blessed, man. Blessed to be here. Didn't go to the playoff last year, so that was my goal coming in this year. I'm blessed to be able to be in this organization like the Pacers. You know, they're giving me everything. The love is amazing. So I feel good, man. We're in the playoffs. I'm back where I belong. So I just want to continue to compete.
Love it.
Man, he's been a machine, and he got some help last night. Miles Turner had 22, Haliburton had 12 assists, and Andrew Nembhard, 20 points. And I was watching this game, and it was kind of a slower start for the Pacers. The moment the momentum turned is when Andrew Nembhard, kind of this mild-mannered athletic guard, decided he wasn't going to put up with crap from anybody else for the rest of the night. He got up in the face of Bobby Portis.
I saw that.
Got up in the face of some other Bucks. Got a technical foul. Was pushing. Was talking some trash. That lit the fire, man. And after that, it was on. I did not have Andrew Nembhard lighting the fire on my bingo card heading into last night, but I'm glad he did it. That was the playoff intensity I think so many fans were waiting to see.
And let's hope we see it again Friday.
Friday, 5:30 tip-off.
Strange tip-off time.
Bizarre time. It's a little happy hour over at Cambridge Fieldhouse. 5:30 tip-off. And if you're going to that game, man, create it as a home court advantage. Make that place Thunderdome. Create hell. Because it's been a while since the Fieldhouse has been rocking and rolling on a playoff game. This was the Pacers' first playoff win in 11 games. They were swept out of their two previous series. They lost to Game 7. They lost Game 1. They had lost their previous 10 straight playoff games, and now they're coming home. It's going to be an afternoon delight at the Fieldhouse.
I think downtown's going to be crazy.
I do too, man. I think it's going
to
be bumping.
Even in the hours leading up to the game to tip off at 5:30, I bet there's going to be a lot of people downtown that aren't going to the game that will be bellied up at a bar watching it somewhere.
And I miss that. I miss seeing that atmosphere here downtown. Tyrese Haliburton, after the game, was looking ahead to the atmosphere on Friday.
We're excited to go home, have our fans with us. We expect an unbelievable environment, an environment we haven't seen this whole playoffs, with the noise level and stuff. So we're excited to go home and be in front of such a great crowd.
Blow the roof off that thing if you're going on Friday. It's a gold out. I think everybody's getting a gold Pacers t-shirt in attendance, and have a good time.